This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
I got it. This right here going to be a good one. You know, everybody gets different deliveries, okay? Well, everybody does, but this is an exotic delivery. Exotic delivery, all right? Yeah, this is a little different right here. We're going to get a... We're delivering an animal. How about that? Exotic delivery. Yeah, there we go, Connor. Now you're talking. Let's go, cat dog.
Okay.
Exotic delivery.
Hello?
Hello, I am trying to reach Adrian. Adrian,
this is he. How can I help you?
How you doing? My name is Rashad. I'm with GPT, and we have a delivery for you. I'm going to be arriving probably in the next, about the next 90 minutes. Are you actually at the house, sir?
No, I'm not at home right now. But I mean, you can just go ahead and leave whatever it is. My wife and kids can probably get it when they're home from school.
Let me make sure I got the address right. Are you 38 North River Drive?
Yeah, that's my address.
Okay, so is anyone there right now at all?
Nobody is home right now. I don't understand why you can't just leave the package there for us.
This has to be signed, and I have you on here as the handler for this delivery. So I definitely got to get quite a few signatures from you. I got about 5 or 6 pieces of paper. Sheets that you need to sign off on. What time does your wife get there, sir?
She'll be there later. What do you mean? I'm a handler. Handling what? What are you delivering?
This is GPT, sir. This is Global Pet Transport. We have 2 peacocks, we have a seal, and we have a baby kangaroo that we're dropping off today.
Okay, this has got to be some kind of mistake, right? We have a dog. That's it. We're not an animal sanctuary here. I don't understand what you're talking about. We didn't a kangaroo, a seal.
I mean, you're Adrian, correct?
Yeah, that's my name, man. But
okay, and you're 38 North River Drive.
Listen. Yes, that is accurate. But again, I'm not a handler. I'm not handling things. Okay.
Okay, sir. Let me. If there is some confusion, your name is here. Your address is here. So. I don't see where I have a problem. Everything I'm asking you, you're saying is correct, except now you're saying you don't want your delivery.
It's not my delivery, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This is not, I didn't order a kangaroo. I didn't order these things, okay?
A kangaroo, a seal, and 2 peacocks.
That doesn't even make sense, man. 2 peacocks? Whose order is this? This is not my order, man. You got my name.
Here's what we need to do. Will your wife be here? Be at the house within the next 90 minutes?
She might be, but what are you saying?
What I'm going to do is leave them here, leave them at your place, and you can call the company that shipped them, and you can figure out what went wrong or whatnot. But it is my to leave these animals there.
What's your name, brother?
My name is Rashad.
Rashad, let me tell you something right now, okay? You're not about to leave no motherfucking animals at my fucking house, okay? You're not leaving no peacocks, you're not leaving no fucking kangaroos, you're not leaving no fucking seals, okay? We're not having a fucking petting zoo at my house. When I get to my house, Rashad, ain't no fucking animals gonna be there, okay? Okay, you know what? Hold on a second, okay? Let me get my wife on the phone here, all right? Let me call my wife.
Well, hang on, sir. Okay? I don't have time for you to reach out to your wife, for you to try to figure out what you're going to do about your kangaroo, your peacocks, your seal. I got to make this drop. I got to keep moving. I have other animals on the truck.
I don't give a fuck about your other animals, okay? I'm going to call my wife. I'm going to see if she maybe ordered the damn kangaroo or seal, okay? Because I know I didn't order all right? We're going to figure this out, okay? And she's not going
to... Listen to me, sir. You can figure this out when you get home. Right now, I'm now about an hour out. I'm going to drop the animals, okay?
If there's something Bashan?
Sir, if it's not yours, somebody will come back tomorrow and pick them up.
What the f*** you mean somebody going to come back and pick them up tomorrow? I'm not going to have no shoes at my house overnight. Who the f*** you think I am, huh? I ain't Mary Poppins, man. I ain't out here doing nothing with these f***ing animals like this. You crazy, Bashan. Please, if there's a f***ing animal at my house when I arrive, so help me God.
So help you God what? You're going to have the animal's going to be there when you get there, man. You're not finna, you're slowing up my whole delivery route today, okay? I ain't got time for this.
I ain't got time for this either, man. I'm not f***ing Noah.
But why you order a kangaroo if you don't want it now?
If I didn't order the f***ing kangaroo, that's why I don't want the f***ing kangaroo, because I didn't order the f***ing kangaroo. Why don't you be telling me what the f*** I ordered and what the f*** I want, okay? This is the worst customer service in the f***ing world. I'm not even a f***ing customer of yours. You trying to tell me that I got a f***ing kangaroo, a peacock, and peacocks?
You have two peacocks. You have two peacocks, sir.
This doesn't even make any f***ing sense, man. What the f*** I'm going to do with those animals? Huh? Those animals
I don't know what you're going to do with them, but you're going to sign this paperwork, though. That's what you're going to do.
You out your f***ing mind if you think I'm signing that f***ing paperwork.
Hey, man, I don't want to whoop your ass at your house in front of your wife and kids behind some damn animals. I don't. But you're going to sign my paperwork.
I wish you would try to whip my ass in front of them. I'm about to show my kids what it looks like when a motherfucker show up and talks real reckless, okay? You showing up here with a damn caravan of animals like I'm in the this is ridiculous, okay? Huh? No, out of my face, man. This is ridiculous.
There's only one thing only one last thing I need to tell you, to be honest with you.
What is that?
The only thing I can tell you now, Adrian, is that I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Bridget, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man. You got to be f***ing kidding me. Oh, man. Woo! Wow. Oh, this is...
You don't want the delivery, man?
I don't want the kangaroo, man. Who orders a kangaroo? Who orders those animals together, man? You got to be high up your mind to order those damn animals together.
All right, baby. Give it to me. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land? Let me hear it, Adrian.
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
There you have it. Baby kangaroo getting delivered. Baby kangaroo. He ain't ordered one, but we dropping it off. That's all I'm saying. Oh, who you call for a kangaroo? I don't even know who you... Giraffe, kangaroo. Ooh, who you call for all these?
Call an Australian embassy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Ostrich. If I want an ostrich, I can still call Australia.
Where are you going to keep these animals?
No, it's okay. You can call Tom.
But we ain't going to keep him in Junior backyard because he ain't got no
fence. Because they might be contained.
He ain't keep my
running his ass.
All these animals he's naming is still taller than you, though. I don't know how you go control the animals. Kangaroo and ostrich. Forget my backyard. How you going to tame them?
I can't tame them and you can't contain them. It's all right,
Jack. We both.
It's quite all right. All right, I got a new one on my belt right here. This is Ramley Matters. Ramley Winston-Salem. This is Winston-Salem official homecoming concert. Nephew Tommy is hosting. That will be with Anthony Hamilton and Monica. It is going down, y'all. It is at Winston-Salem. And that's going to be on November the 9th. Tickets are on sale right now. November the 9th, all right? That's homecoming. The nephew is hosting. It's going to be a concert that you don't want to forget. That's the latest thing added to my list. I already told y'all where I'm going next, though. That's going to be Sweetest Day Comedy Jam. That's Saturday, October the 19th. Bill Bellamy, Nephew Tommy, Mark Curry, Tommy Davidson, Lou Nail, and Tony Roberts in the building. Wind Trust Arena, Chicago, Illinois. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.